初三英语听力部分马上就要开始了。2018学年第一学期期末质量检测初三英语听力部分现在开始。 Part 1 Listening第一部分听力 A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你所听到的内容选出相应的图片。 1. In order to save water, dripping taps should be fixed as soon as possible.
In order to save water, dripping taps should be fixed.As soon as possible.
2. That amazing building is a hotel located in a deep valley near the city.
That amazing building is a hotel located in a deep valley near the city.
3. It is important for us.To show our respect to the old by doing something good to them.
It is important for us to show our respect to the old by doing something good to them.
4. The man usually takes the underground on his journey to work.
The man usually takes the undergroundon his journey to work.
5. This boy is practicing English for the future modern life.
This boy is practicing English for the future modern life.
6. Teamwork is essential.When having sports games.
Teamwork is essential when having sports games.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你所听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 7.
How are we going to the airport? I guess all the buses and the underground have stopped at this late time.
Then why not call a taxi there?
All right.
Question. How will they go to the airport? 请再听一遍。
How are we going to the airport?I guess all the buses and the underground have stopped at this late time.
Then, why not call a taxi there?
All right.
Question. How will they go to the airport? Eight.
Are you going to see the film tonight?
I'm thinking about it.But I'm afraid I can't understand all the words.
Never mind. Listen more and it will be better.
Question. What is the boy worrying about? 请再听一遍。
Are you going to see the film tonight?
I'm thinking about it, but I'm afraid I can't understand all the words.
Never mind. Listen more and it will be better.
Question. What is the boy worrying about? 9.
Tom, you look so upset today. What's wrong?
It was my writing exam. Too difficult for me to pass.Question. Why does Tom look unhappy? 请再听一遍。
Tom, you look so upset today. What's wrong?
It was my writing exam. Too difficult for me to pass. Question. Why does Tom look unhappy? Ten.
Terrible weather, isn't it? It has been raining for a couple of days. I wonder if it will be fine at the weekend.
The good news is that the weatherman says it will be cloudy on Saturday and sunny on Sunday. Question. What will the weather be like on Saturday? 请再听一遍。
Terrible weather, isn't it? It has been raining for a couple of days. I wonder if it will be fine at the weekend.
The good news is that the weatherman says it will be cloudy on Saturday and sunny on Sunday. Question. What will the weather be like on Saturday? 11.
Let me ask you some questions about the robbery. When was your bag robbed?
When I was trying to get the money out for my books.
Anything else robbed?
Yes, some cards. Question. What job does the woman probably do? 请再听一遍。
Let me ask you some questions about the robbery. When was your bag robbed?
When I was trying to get the money out for my books.
Anything else robbed?
Yes, some cards. Question. What job does the woman probably do? 12.
Winter holidays are coming. Shall we go to visit Britain?
Well, going to Britain takes many days. I don't think the holidays will be that long. I think we can go to Japan instead. Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 请再听一遍。
Winter holidays are coming. Shall we go to visit Britain?
Well, going to Britain takes many days. And I don't think the holidays will be that long. I think we can go to Japan instead. Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 13.
Do you do the housework at home, Tom?
Doing housework? Don't you think it's the parents' duty, Mary?
Well, in my family, it's the duty of all.
Question. What does Mary mean? 请再听一遍。
Do you do the housework at home, Tom?
Doing housework? Don't you think it's the parents' duty, Mary?
Well, in my family, it's the duty of all.
Question. What does Mary mean? 14.
I hope there will be a heavy snow this weekend so that we can play with snow.
So do I. But I've just heard the weather forecast and it's not good at all.
What's the matter? Is it going to rain?
Worse than that. It's going to be sunny, so there won't be any snow. Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? 请再听一遍。
I hope there will be a heavy snow this weekend so that we can play with snow.
So do I. But I've just heard the weather forecast and it's not good at all.
What's the matter? Is it going to rain?
Worse than that. It's going to be sunny, so there won't be any snow. Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。One day in December, a man from Italy called Mario was going home in his car. He stopped at a big store to buy some Christmas presents for his family. While he was there, he also went to the supermarket. He bought some nice food for supper. He came out of the shop.And put the presents and food in the back of his car. Then he went to visit a friend who lived round the corner. He wished him Merry Christmas. He stayed with his friend for an hour. It started getting dark, so he decided to go home.As he was driving home, he got a flat tire. He was not very good at changing tires. Luckily, another man stopped and offered to change the tire. Mario was pleased that someone helped him. The man told Mario to get in the car because it was raining a lot.He said he would change the tire for him. The man, who seemed really friendly and helpful, took the flat tire off. Then he put the good tire on. Mario thanked the man. The man said goodbye and got in his car and left. When Mario arrived home,He went to get the presents. That was when he discovered the man was a thief. Everything, including the old tire, the Christmas presents, and the food were not there, except a ticket. Mario didn't collect the prize money with the ticket. He put an advertisement in the newspaper.Asking the thief to come and get the ticket. The thief went to see Mario and got the ticket back. Then he went to collect the prize money. Why did Mario return the ticket to the thief? Well, he said, he might be a thief, but I am not.请再听一遍。
One day in December, a man from Italy called Mario was going home in his car. He stopped at a big store to buy some Christmas presents for his family. While he was there, he also went to the supermarket. He bought some nice food for supper. He came out of the shop and put the presents.And food in the back of his car. Then he went to visit a friend who lived round the corner. He wished him Merry Christmas. He stayed with his friend for about an hour. It started getting dark, so he decided to go home. As he was driving home, he got a flat tire.He was not very good at changing tires. Luckily, another man stopped and offered to change the tire. Mario was pleased that someone helped him. The man told Mario to get in the car because it was raining a lot. He said he would change the tire for him. The man, who seemed really friendly and helpful,took the flat tire off. Then he put the good tire on. Mario thanked the man. The man said goodbye and got in his car and left. When Mario arrived home, he went to get the presents. That was when he discovered the man was a thief. Everything, including the old tire, the Christmas presents, and the food were not there except a ticket. Mario didn't collect the prize money with the ticket. He put an advertisement in the newspaper, asking the thief to come and get the ticket. The thief went to see Mario and get the ticket back. Then he went to collect the prize money. Why did Mario return the ticket to the thief? Well, he said, he might be a thief, but I am not.
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences. 听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Harry Kane is a striker for London Football Club and the England national team. He scores lots of goals and the fans love him.
Harry, nice to meet you.Who affected your idea when you were growing up?
David Beckham was at my school 10 years before. He was our local hero.
You started your football at Arsenal.
Yes, when I was 8 years old, I spent a year there. They didn't think I was good enough, so they let me go.
It took a few years to get into the first team.
Yes, things didn't always go well, but I worked really hard, and then I got a chance in the first team.
And now you are the fans' favorite.
The fans make a big difference. You need their support. It gives you strength if you are trying to score.
Then, you were picked for the England team. You were 21 and you were on the bench for a match at Wembley. You made your first show there.
It was amazing. It was at Wembley that I ran out onto the playground.
And how long did it take you to score your first goal for England?
I think it was 80 seconds.
The fans were saying, he scores when he wants, and that's true. You've won the Golden Boot twice for the most goals scored in the Premier League. What gives you so much confidence?
Hard work, hours of practice, and belief. If you don't believe in yourself, not many others will.
Thank you very much, Harry.
You're welcome.请再听一遍。Harry Kane is a striker for London Football Club and the England national team. He scores lots of goals and the fans love him.
Harry, nice to meet you. Who affected your idea when you were growing up?
David Beckham was at my school 10 years before. He was our local hero.
You started your football at Arsenal.
Yes. When I was 8 years old, I spent a year there. They didn't think I was good enough, so they let me go.
It took a few years to get into the first team.
Yes. Things didn't always go well, but I worked hard, and then I got a chance in the first team.
And now you are the fans' favorite.
The fans make a big difference. You need their support. It gives you strength if you are trying to score.
Then you were picked for the England team. You were 21 and you were on the bench for a match at Wembley. You made your first show there.
It was amazing. It was at Wembley that I ran out onto the playground.
And how long did it take you to score your first goal for England?
I think it was 80 seconds.
The fans were saying he scores when he wants. And that's true. You won the Golden Boot twice for the most goals scored in the Premier League. What gives you so much confidence?
Hard work, hours of practice, and belief. If you don't believe in yourself, not many others will.
Thank you very much, Harry.
You're welcome. 初三英语听力部分到此结束。